call the meeting to order. Although it's going to be secretary.
At what time?
Time is 17:20. So I think most of us have had a chance to look at the agenda, yes?
I just arrived, I'm sorry, but do you have a copy of that?
We'll share.
Okay, great.
Can we have a motion for the adoption of the agenda?
I move to adopt the agenda.
Second?
I'll second it.
Moved by Eldad, seconded by Christina. Any discussion of the agenda? Items to add? Things left off, so on and so forth?
So far, so good.
Okay, so if there's no discussion, can we assume
consensual?
The agenda passes consensually? No objections? Okay, so the agenda passes by consensus. And we move on to the adoption. Sorry. Yeah,
I think I don't think it's by consensus, because we didn't argue and come up with a consensus. I think it's by unanimity.
Okay.
It's actually called consensual adoption. It means there's no vote. It's actually you can Google that.
I object to the discussion.
I'm going to call it mutual agreement. You know,
lovely.
No mutually assured destruction. Anyway, moving on. Adoption of the minutes of the previous AGM. Can I have a motion to adopt the minutes? Emily, seconded. Kevin, any discussion, amendments, issues arising from the minutes of the 2012 annual general meeting? Business arising from the minutes of the previous annual agenda?
None.
I would like to assume that there are none, since no one has mentioned anything before, but perhaps if anyone would like to raise some issues arising from the previous minutes?
I somewhat see there's something that was created last year called CEC Council.
Sure.
Will this be in the President's report?
Yeah, I'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Questions? Okay, so with that, we need to move on to the President's report, which I will read to you from the notes. 2013-14 was another solid year for the CEC, following several years featuring special projects, including the CEC's 25th anniversary celebrations and the CAP Concordia Archival Project. In 2013-14, we were able to focus on our core ongoing projects, such as eContact and JTTP. So with eContact, I would like to thank the CEC team, and co-administrators Jeff and Eames in particular, for their work on pulling together four complete issues of eContact since our last AGM a year ago. These four issues covered 14.3, turntablism, 14.4, 2011 Toronto Electroacoustic Symposium, 15.1, Rita Tontine's Play 2012, and 15.2, 2012 Toronto Electroacoustic Symposium. The next issue, 15.3, will document the CEC's 25th anniversary tour, which many of us were part of, with an enormous amount of audio, video, and interviews collected during the tour from across the country. Issue 15.4 is also in the works, focusing on the increasingly established field of video musique. eContact continues to make a special contribution to covering topics not represented well elsewhere. Consider, for example, the following list of themes from recent issues: open source in 11.3, keyboard plus electronics in 13.2, biotechnological performance practice 14.2, and then this last year turntables in 14.3. All issues are available freely online, i.e. open access, and eContact continues to be an important resource for students, educators, and working artists alike. Congratulations to all the participants in this year's JTTP 2013. While the results will officially be made public at the release event on CKUT's Where's the Beat host Elliot Handelman, I am pleased to be able to share the top placing pieces of you here at the AGM. The wide international jury selected these works as the top placing works in the project. James O'Callaghan's Objet Interieur, Xavier Bourassa's Catacrasis, Guillaume Cliché, Metal Miette, Guillaume Côté, Iliaco Blanc, Cédric Camier, Paf Gravitas. So we should take a moment to have a round of applause. eContact 16.1, which is scheduled for September 2013, will feature the work of all JTTP participants, including audio, biographies, and program notes. Moving on to finances. Our funding is stable. Many thanks to our major funders, the SOCAN Foundation and the Canada Council, as well as to the almost 200-strong CEC members whose annual dues help keep everything going. This year, we have decided to make a one-time adjustment to the way the CEC's finances are calculated, but there will be more about this issue in the Treasurer's Report. And other in closing. So after 7 years on the board of the CEC, and 5 as the longest-running president, I am stepping down. I have 2 5-year rules that I often share with students. The first is to know that whatever you predict you'll be doing 5 years from now, you will be wrong. The other is not to occupy a given leadership role for more than 5 years when there are new and different voices available for that role. Our community is full of such new and different voices. I would like to welcome Emily Lavelle as the newest member of the CEC Board of Directors. No doubt many of you will already know Emily from her compositions, performances, residencies, as well as from her direction for the past few years of the present Toronto Electric Booster Symposium. So welcome, Emily. And I would also like to wish the CEC's new president, Eldad Sabard, all the best. The board could not find itself in better hands, as all of you who have worked with Eldad will already know. While I am leaving the board, I do promise my continuing support for both the mandate and the organization of the CEC. One form that this will take is participation in the newly formed CEC Council. So over the course of the past 2 years, one of the things that we have been doing has been making very small adjustments to the existing and prescient bylaws to encourage the formation of a body that would advise the board on issues pertaining to electric boosters in Canada, the CEC as an organization, etc. And with those bylaw changes now in place, we are ready over the course of the coming weeks and months to start inviting people to serve 2 terms on this advisory council. So I hope many of you will choose to serve these 2-year terms on that body that will advise, assist, and help connect the board to the full diversity of electroacoustic activity across Canada and internationally. You know, the idea is basically that the board will continue to operate in the way that it has, and it will deal, you know, with sort of nitpicky matters and matters that require some discretion, and so on and so forth. The advisory council will be a much wider body that is, you know, able by its nature to better reflect different regions of Canada, the different languages, issues of, you know, gender, issues of different approaches to electroacoustic music, and so on and so forth. So I hope that you will consider joining it if you're able to, and I hope that you'll help us find other people who would be good to, you know, have make that body as reflective as possible. So moving on. Finally, I would like to offer my profound thanks to Jeff and Eve, the CEC's co-administrators, for their tireless work on our behalf. It really has been a pleasure to work with them over the past 7 years, so thank you. And an equally profound thanks to the CEC's architects, Kevin Austin and Jean-François Denis, both for the prescience of the structures they helped put in place 27 years ago, and for the wisdom and stewardship they continue to offer to our community in various forms. So, thank you. And How about one more round of applause for the CDC's 2013-14 board? Hold the applause. The president will be Eldad Savard. The vice president will be Kerry Dodge in Vancouver. The secretary will be Jean Routier, also in Vancouver. Our treasurer will be Sean Pinchbeck from Edmonton. And our members at large will be Laurie Radford in Calgary and Emily Lavelle in Toronto. So, and that's my report. If anyone has any questions, comments, I'm happy to receive them before we move on to the next agenda item.
Do we need to receive the report?
Maybe.
There in the minutes from last year, there was a mention also on Sonus project. Is there anything happening with other with Sonus or Mr. President?
There are no major developments to speak of. I can tell you that from my perspective, in the discussion that we had at the annual general meeting and other informal discussions around about Sonus, it seems clear to me personally that there are lots of complex issues around that. And so what I hope is that the council is a perfect forum as it's formed for addressing those issues. You know, I think that's a perfect example of the kind of issue that I don't believe could be solved by a board of six people, because there are just too many stakeholders and too many complexities to it. So I hope that the council can turn those over a bit, and that the board can watch and participate in that discussion, you know, before making some more confident recommendations. Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah, I just want to say a huge thank you to David Ogborn for leading the organization for five years. I personally learned a lot from you, and in keeping the CC in its nature of transparency and openness and non-political approach and all-inclusiveness, and I really hope to follow the same level and same fashion. So, round of applause.
My pleasure. We have a motion to accept the report. Michael?
Second.
Can we assume that it passes consensually, mutually, etc.?
Consensually adopted destruction.
The motion passed happily.
Great. Jolie.
Who's going to deliver the treasury report, Jeff or
Kevin? Kevin. 2013 AGM Annual General Meeting, AGA 2013 Assemblée Générale Annuelle. The treasury report, rapport du trésorier. I will read it to you. It will be online. Is it online yet?
No, it gets published in the next issue of eFlash in September.
Institutional income sources. There are one, two, three, there are four, five sections to this, but it's not long.
You might want to. There are some things that relate directly to the financial statement, which everybody has, the financial report.
Does everyone have the financial report?
Everybody should have that. Mm-hmm. There's a double-sided page, and then there's a single-sided annex that's not officially part of the financial report, but is a. There's a couple of explanations.
That's the fourth of the five sections. The Canada Council for the Arts, CCA, Writing and Publishing section, has for the fourth consecutive year increased the funding for e-contact by 15%. Support for issues 16.1 to 16.4 in 2013-2014 is now at $22,000, double what it was a decade ago. The jury had very positive feedback regarding the quality of the journal. Support from the SOCAN Foundation continues through their core funding program. Their monies are spread over various projects and administrative tasks as needed. Support is currently at $9,000 per year. other income sources. As has been the case for many years, Jeux de temps, times play, JTTP, JTTP, prize packages around $3,500 this year are built entirely from donations. Individuals offer cash donations for the money prizes, while CDs, books, magazines, etc. are donated by the Canadian and international institutions. For helping make this project the success it is today, the CEC would like to thank the many supporters of JTTP, JTTP, and extend special thanks to such long-term project partners as Empreinte Digitale, Music Works, NESA, CMC Centre Disc, and Cambridge Street Records. Membership. Thank you, Barry.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Jean-François. Thank you, Jean-François. Membership. Membership dues also support the various activities of the CEC, which as a whole aim to support the larger EA community in Canada and internationally. The CEC enjoys great respect both nationally and internationally as an inclusive national association with policies for the support of young and emerging sound artists, composers, performers, and of gender equity. Individual
equality.
Gender equality?
Yes, equity is something else.
Cash
in the bank.
You chose your point. Gender equity?
Gender equity.
Equality.
Everyone was really precise today.
It's a serious meeting.
Wait, what are we?
Go on, Kevin.
I have the floor.
On.
I have the floor. I should be on the floor. Gender equality. Individual projects undertaken by the CEC may periodically focus on one or another strand within the broader definition of EA, but the larger perspective reflects support of a broad range of stylistic tendencies, from acousmatic and computer music to soundscape and sonic art to hardware hacking and beyond. Exclamation point. The CEC's membership is a diverse mixture of individuals, groups, organizations, and institutions from across Canada and from around the world. Encourage your colleagues, friends, arts-oriented aunt and uncle. It's what it says. I couldn't write this. Friends, arts-oriented aunt and uncle to become members. New members who contact the CEC within the next 15 minutes. Well, I get a special 2-year rate, right? So, new members who contact the CEC administration mentioning Test 2013 will receive a free copy of Cash. Yes, of Cash, the CD series promoting works from JTTP selected by an international jury for the CD publication. Visit the membership page, cec.sonus.ca/membership.html, for more information on becoming a member, or mail the CEC administration, cec@sonus.ca. Financial statement. Now the serious stuff begins. Financial statement, état financier. Page 2 of the 2012-13 financial statement is very close to the perfect reflection of the base CEC financials in a normal year. That is, with no special projects like the 25th anniversary tour or the Concordia archival project. The largest financial contribution comes from the Canada Council, largely for eContact, followed by the SOCAN Foundation core funding and membership fees. In terms of expenses, the main entries concern the administration of the CEC and professional fees, that is, contracted work such as guest editors, translation, and the CEC's accountant. Production costs this year for the pressing and distribution of Cash 2010-2011, soft and hardware, and communication, telephone, internet, etc. total revenues, $38,385 minus total expenses, $34,081, leaves a surplus of $1,304 for the 2012-2013 fiscal year. Note that in the 2012-2013 financial statement, a one-time modification was applied in order to correct an ongoing practice of declaring monies for the following year in the end-of-year financial statement. The adjustment is $19,100, the amount of the 2012-2013 grant that was declared in the 2011-2012 financial statement. This practice arose due to the shift in the publication schedule, which is now aligned with the CEC's fiscal year as eContact grew in size. The revenue for eContact is now properly in sync with the statements. I am pleased that the CEC administration caught and corrected this accounting irregularity. This will allow the CEC to move forward with a clear and accurate record of the budget, better informing our financial decisions. Page 1 shows an overview of the 2012-2013 year and the CEC's financial situation as of 31 May 2013. Total cash available, $15,526, total in two accounts with no outstanding revenues, minus accounts due, $10,485, allocated for translation, publicity, CC, cash CD pressing, and distribution, but not as yet spent, gives a net asset of $5,041. The CEC's financial situation as we start the 2013-14 fiscal year is explained in the annex found on page 3. Net assets plus a guaranteed SOCAN Foundation core funding plus the grant awarded just recently by the Canada Council for next year of four issues of eContact leave the CEC with a working balance of $31,541. Summary. Thanks to attentive work of the CEC's administrators, Yves Gigon and Jeff Chippewa, the financial situation of the CEC remains very healthy and its projects are maintained very efficiently. Signed, Carrie Dodge, Treasurer of the CEC, 14 August 2013. I invite questions.
Do we have a motion to accept the treasurer's
report? Not yet.
The motion comes first.
Oh God! I hate this stuff.
See
okay.
It?
Yeah.
The motion comes first.
Second.
Yeah. I'll move and then I'll complain.
Second. Richard. Discussion.
I have a quick question, Kevin.
Sure.
Did you, when you were stating the overall revenues, did you state 35,385 or 38,385?
Yeah.
It's 35 in the.
That's correct on that.
Oh, sorry.
I'm pretty sure it's correct on
yeah.
the sheet.
35,385?
Yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you actually
said 38.
I'm sorry, it's my, okay. my old age and my flushes.
That's fine, dear.
Thank you.
I'm very sorry.
I didn't think any of you would actually listen.
Pardon?
What?
What?
We are always listening.
Other discussion?
Monsieur Denis.
On page 3, the note explaining the changes in English only, will the official document be also available in French?
Yes.
True.
Good point.
Should we put that in the minutes to make sure?
Please.
Make sure that?
Yes. So there will be a note in the motion that you want all the whole document in French, bilingual, right?
It is. All of it is bilingual, but the note explaining why there's this
change. Okay. There's a technical reason for that, as one can understand. having been president of the CEC for 5 years, I'm sure you'll understand technical translation. Yes, the CEC administration will endeavor to have a perfect translation. Can I just tell you a little bit about the change? You'll see that eContact has numbers that go over the 2 years.
so that this year was 14.83 to 15.2, but the Canada Council funding was 16.1 to 16.4. This began in 1989.
Can I just interject?
Yeah.
That's because there are two issues that are slightly behind right now.
Yeah.
But the numbers do align with the financial year.
The way of doing this began in 1989, and it just became embedded into the system, and it's just time to fix it.
If I can, I don't know if I can share you my understanding of this, and it helps people a lot, is that the Canada Council grants were showing up as assets, but they were being measured against the liabilities effectively of the previous year, and the Canada Council grants were used on their publishing continue to increase in size, and therefore this discrepancy continued to increase in size. The CEC's budget's in balance or something.
Are there questions? Further discussion? The board is very careful about keeping things aligned. If there are no questions, or I would like to call the question, or since we have a motion to accept, with the modification of the French translation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we assume that Treasurer's report is accepted? The friendly amendment?
Thank you.
Then so it is. And we move on to other business. The only item of which is changes in laws pertaining to nonprofit organizations in Canada. So to briefly fill you in, the federal government has a change.
It's 3-4.
Yeah, you have a paper about this. No. It starts other business at the top. So briefly, the federal government has changed the rules concerning nonprofit organizations in Canada, and they're requiring that all of the nonprofit organizations in Canada submit bylaws that conform to the new regulations, both in order to tighten up the bylaws of nonprofit organizations and perhaps also in order to clear the decks of some nonprofit organizations that may not really be active anymore, because those ones will presumably fail to go through the process that we're now undergoing with modifying our bylaws. And so Kevin Austin, thank you, Kevin, volunteered the work of going through the CEC's bylaws and seeing what would need to be changed to bring them into conformity with the government's new requirements. And the good news is that actually not really that much needs to be changed. So the changes that Kevin came up with are what you see here on this page, with a reflection of some friendly amendments that were made at a special meeting we had 2 days ago about this. CEC's bylaws require that if the membership is at the board and are changing the bylaws, that this be done over two meetings. And given that the changes that we're looking at are not of a substantial nature, the board felt that it made sense to have these two back-to-back meetings in order to comply with the bylaws, in order to make sure, basically, that we have a lot of time to go through the process of this with the government now. The deadline for all this to take place is fall 2014, so if we didn't do it with a special meeting 2 days ago that was announced to CEC members, we would be waiting an extra year and be awfully close to that fall 2014. So this gives us a lot of time to take it to the government. So you have in this page that Jeff has given me, page 3 or 4 and 4 or 4. First you see the previous bylaw parts, and then you see the modified, the new bylaw parts with extractions, underlines, and additions in bold. There's also the need for a new bylaw that clarifies that the annual financial report will be sent to all of the members, provided to all of the members at least 20 minutes before the annual general meeting. That's a government requirement. And finally, on the back, the changes are just renumberings of other bylaws because of this new bylaw. So basically, the changes, the substantive changes, such as they are really just that the annual general meeting and the annual financial report need to be provided a certain number of days ahead of the annual general meeting. Any discussion, comments, additions, clarifications?
The minutes from the meeting are also on the page.
Sure. The minutes from the meeting a couple days ago. So do we need a motion to uptake? The motion that
yes, we need to reopen. To reopen.
Yeah, we have a motion to reopen the issue we put on the table 2 days ago. John Fassar, seconded.
Seconded.
Kevin?
I don't.
Any questions, further discussion, friendly amendments, et cetera, et cetera?
It's beautiful.
Please don't cry.
There is no comments or amendments or objections. Can we assume that this also passes unanimously? It's a motion. It's on the.
It's been done.
Okay, so we've been tabled.
It's been tabled.
It's
been
brought
back.
This
is now the voting motion.
Vote on this, Mr. President.
Okay.
I think you just say all in favor because it is a bylaw thing.
Yeah, I think
they are kind of strict on this.
Voting members.
So all in favor.
All
voting,
voting members can vote.
All voting members.
Other members.
Oh, sorry, I can vote. And you can't hear Chinese.
Unanimous? Opposed?
I think Jeff is still recording, so keep your hand up if you are eligible.
No, we didn't ask for the recorded vote.
Ask for the vote.
We didn't ask for the recorded
so
vote.
All
no, you need
still
to count, at least.
Count.
It
just has to count.
Yeah.
Well, if you see how who's opposed, then you can write unanimous.
I know, but I'm waiting for President to go to the next
one. Yeah, we can't put our hands down. It's illegal.
Did you put your hand up?
In fact, he could have us up with our hands up till next year.
Well, yes, it seems good to exercise.
Yes.
So I think.
Stephen Hiller. That's good. Okay, thank you.
So, Jeff, am I right? The only people not putting their hand up are people who are ineligible.
God, democracy is exhausted.
Yes.
Yeah, then it passes.
No.
Thank you.
If any of you are, just a comment, if any of you are involved in other not-for-profit organizations, I would suggest you mention this to your executive to make sure they're actually doing this, because next year is going to be a complete zoo.
But it depends on the whether they're federally or provincially registered, of course, because every province has their own requirement.
This is federal
strictly. Probably a number of us have provincial that are unaffected by this.
Oh, yeah. Because it's not a national thing.
Yeah. We don't get the alternative.
Still?
Anything
that's popped in anyone's mind? Okay. Can we have a motion to adjourn?
I think that's
I'll make it. You'll let me that at least.
That's how somebody else made a motion.
I think I did
there's
it 2 years ago, so
yeah,
I won't do it. I don't want to be greedy.
Maybe we don't need a motion. Let's go.
Okay. I move that we adjourn without making a motion to adjourn.
It's so complicated.
Thank you.
Way too complicated.
I move that your motion is out of order. I move to table your motion.
I'd like to make a friendly amendment.
Well, you can't do that because of the bylaws. The table is not available.
I'd like to make an amendment to the bylaws to allow guests.
I have my shirt on there for counting.